Right now, we're going to talk with Owen Brown, the PGA Tour pro and Tequesta resident. Good friend of the program. We've talked to Owen in the past on the show. Good morning to you, Owen. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Russ, good morning.
Obviously, we want to talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup coming up next week. You are one of Paul Azinger's assistants. But before we get to that, how's your year going so far?
Let's talk about the Ryder Cup.
Is it that bad?
It hasn't been a great year for me. But, you know, things move in cycles, especially in this game. And I've played well before, and I've played poorly before, and I'm not going to play poorly forever. I'm just like I'm not going to play well every time I play. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the year after the Ryder Cup, but really that's what's on my mind right now.
Has it really been that bad? Are you struggling with most of your game? Is there anything that's clicking for you?
No, I've been playing pretty decently. I'm just scoring poorly this year. I haven't taken advantage of my opportunities. My statistics are pretty good, and, you know, a couple years ago I was top 10 in driving, and I was led the tour in proximity to the hole and hit a lot of greens. And you know, this year I'm hitting a fewer number of greens, but my other stats are good. It's just really my putting has let me down. I'm, I think, 200th or somewhere around there in putts per green in regulation. That just won't get it done.
Well, we obviously wish you some better luck as the year goes on. It sounds like maybe after the Ryder Cup you're going to plan on teeing it up in some of those fall series events.
That's right. I think I'll pick some of those guys' brains on how to make a couple. I certainly won't be coaching them on anything inside of 100 yards, that's for sure.
Owen Brown joining us here on the line, PGA Tour pro and to Quest resident, and of course one of Paul Azinger's assistant captains for next week's Ryder Cup in Kentucky. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. All right, let's talk about the Ryder Cup. Obviously, the Euros have won the last three. They've also won five of the last six. So is there any reason to think that the European team are not the favorites going into next week?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they've proven themselves over the last six Ryder Cups. The only one that we won recently, or the last six, is that one that was at Brookline, and we made an incredible comeback on Sunday. So, yeah, they are definitely the favorites.
When you take a look at the makeup of this team, it's a lot younger than in years past, and some might say, well, that's a good thing, because in years past they haven't gotten it done. But, you know, Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk, Stuart Sink, Kenny Perry, Justin Leonard, those are probably the five, you know, seasoned veterans, if you will. And then you got Chad Campbell, Anthony Kim, Boo Weekly, Hunter Mahan, J.B. Holmes, Steve Stricker, and Ben Curtis. When you take a look at those 12 players, what do you think?
I think we've got a great ball-striking team. We've got some guys who hit the ball out of sight. We've got great all-around players. I think if you look at them statistically, these guys are good at everything that they do, from tee to the green. So I think we're fielding a pretty strong team, and we're going to give those guys a run.
Do you need to go to guys like Mickelson and Furyk and say, all right, we need you to be leaders, or is that something that just kind of happens naturally?
You know, this is going to be my first Ryder Cup, so I don't have a really good reference point. I think that Paul has a very good idea of what he wants to do. I think, obviously, you know, we're missing Tiger in the equation. But that'll give somebody else an opportunity to step up. But I think the leader is going to be the guy who gets on the first tee and decides that he wants to be the example for the team, and he's going to go out and do the very best that he can. I think people will look to the guys who are hot, and as will Paul. You know, we'll see where it goes from there.
You are listening to Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans with you, and we're joined on the line by PGA Tour pro and Tequesta resident Olin Brown, who is, of course, one of Paul Azinger's assistant captains for next week's Ryder Cup at Valhalla in Kentucky. Let's talk a little bit about Valhalla. It's a Jack Nicklaus design. It's in Kentucky, so it's on American soil. Does it benefit either team, that course and the way it's set up?
Well, I mean, I think it's a quintessential American golf course. You know, it's long, it's demanding. The greens are not large, and within those greens are some flag locations that can be pretty tough. So, you know, there's so many of the Europeans that play over on the PGA Tour now that I don't think that golf over here lends itself an advantage to either side. I think we're going in with the best team that we can field. I think they're coming in with the best team they can field. I think it's going to be two heavyweights going at it toe-to-toe.
In regards to format, we realize that the Sunday final day format is singles matches, so that takes care of itself. But all the rest of the play during the week is two-man teams. How do you go about, you and Paul Azinger and company, how do you go about pairing those teams? Is there like a philosophy? Is there kind of some kind of format or game plan?
Well, you know, there is. I think, you know, there are two kinds of two-man teams. There's the four-ball format and there's the two-ball format. Two-ball is alternate shot. You select somebody to tee off on the first hole, and then he tees off on the odd holes, and the other guy tees off on the evens. And they play alternate shot all the way through until they've holed out or the hole is won or lost. In four ball, that's four guys each playing their own ball in a best ball format. And that tends to be the kind of format where the lowest scores are shot, although some incredible two ball scores have been shot in the past, in particular by the Euros. But I think that each one of those formats has you know, certain qualities that you look for in a team. I think that, you know, in a four-ball format, for example, you want two guys who are we're just going to go as deep as they can, make as many birdies as possible. And in the two ball format, you want guys that complement each other's games well. You want guys that, you know, if you got, you don't pair a guy who hits it all over the golf course with a guy who hits it, you know, steadily. Because it just takes each one of those guys out of their comfort zone.
Paul Azinger, he made some changes this year. A couple of those were, obviously, he gave himself four captain's picks instead of two, and also he changed around the rotation of events so that the formats that have helped the Americans in the past where they've played the best in are earlier in the week. Do you like those moves?
I think Paul has he's a very thoughtful guy, and he has come up with a game plan for his captaincy that he thinks suits his style and suits the style of the team. So I think we're right on target.
Speaking with Olin Brown on the line, PGA Tour Pro and Tequesta resident, Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. All right, let's take a look at the European team because Nick Faldo's team, you know, up until a few weeks ago when Padraig Harrington missed a couple of cuts and now he's not even going to be able to make it to the Tour Championship. But, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, you know, people looked at the European team and said, well, hell, they're hot right now. Padraig just won the last two majors. Sergio Garcia has been in the mix almost every week. Lee Westwood, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson. But maybe, you know, it seems like they've cooled off. Obviously, Padraig has cooled off quite a bit. But what do you think about their makeup?
I think if you look at them top to bottom, Padraig Harrington is arguably the best player in the world in the last couple of years. He's won three of the last eight majors, certainly three of the last six, right?
Three of the last six. Going back to last year's British, right.
I think you got to give him a little a benefit of the doubt that he's going to have something of a letdown after he wins two majors here at the end of the year, and I'm sure he's resting himself mentally so that he comes out on top of his game. I think that you know that people are looking to him to be the leader of that team. Obviously, you know, you put two majors on the hip in one season, and people are going to start looking at you differently than they do otherwise. So he's a tremendous player. Sergio won the Players Championship early in the year. He contended at Oakland Hills, and then he contended in the first two playoff series. So I wouldn't necessarily say those guys have cooled down. I'd just say they're probably circling the wagons and getting ready for a huge event coming up next week.
Olin Brown joining us here on the line, PGA Tour Pro, Tequesta resident, and one of the assistant captains for Paul Azinger's staff coming up this coming weekend, just a couple of days away at Valhalla in Kentucky. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Olin, last question on the Ryder Cup for you. I know you said this is your first go-around, but has Paul given you any kind of idea what your exact role was going to be in the over the 3 or 4 days?
I told him as long as he lets me stand inside the ropes, I'm cool with whatever it is.
Well, we'll be watching. Obviously, we'll all be watching with bated breath, cheering for the Americans. We hope it goes well. As Americans, we hope that, of course, our side wins. But nevertheless, it's going to be definitely entertaining regardless, whatever way it goes. But, of course, we're pulling for the red, white, and blue. Oh, and last thing for you. I know you're a member of the board for the Children's Healthcare Charity, the charity that the Honda Classic benefits. And it's been now a couple of years since the Honda moved across the street to PGA National, had that rousing playoff, the Monday finish in 07 in its inaugural event. And then last year in 08. Ernie Els ended up being the champion. He's the defending champion. Your thoughts on the tournament since its move to PGA National?
You know, I've been on tour since 1992. I think we've finally gotten some continuity on the Honda Classic. We switched venues so often. I think that the Honda Classic has found a home here in Palm Beach County, and in particular at PGA National. Jack Nicklaus has done an incredible job reworking that golf course. And, you know, there's some stability now. And, you know, who'd have thought at the end of 2000 or during that playoff in 2007 that might be the harbinger of Boo Weekly becoming, you know, President's Cup and Ryder Cup and multiple champion type of guy. And, you know, it helped catapult him to where he is on tour right now. And certainly having Ernie Els as the defending champion brings an incredible amount of credibility and star power to the event. So I think Ken Kennelly has done a great job and the rest of the people on the board and the charity is heavily involved. I think it's just a great all-around happening for Palm Beach County. And for those of us who have lived here for a long time, you know, hey, it's about time, don't you think?
Yeah, I echo those sentiments, Olin, definitely. You know, you make a great point, though. I want to go back to your point about that Monday playoff in 07. And, yeah, Boo Weekly goes on to win back-to-back at Harbortown. But, you know, Camilo Vajegas was also in that playoff, and he just won last week at the BMW. You think about that playoff, and Jose Caceres was the fourth man, but Mark Wilson ended up winning it. Boo Weekly goes on to win twice on the PGA Tour since then, and Camilo just broke through for a big win, and I think we all expect him to win many times in his career. That was a very talented quartet, was it not?
It was, and it just goes to show you that a golf course that's the quality of PGA National really brings out the best in everybody.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Olin. We really appreciate the time. Good luck this coming week in Kentucky at Valhalla as the Americans face the Europeans for the Ryder Cup. We're hoping that the USA finally gets up on top. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Anytime, Russ. Look forward to it myself.
Always love talking to Olin Brown. He's such a pleasant guy and a great ambassador for the game of golf, and we will be pulling for him and Paul Azinger and the rest of the Americans next weekend at Valhalla in Kentucky as they take on the Euros, trying to overcome that three-match losing streak in five of the last six.